You are listening to the Wolverine Special Edition Marvel Podcast. Sapuku. Okay, I'm not gonna do that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the long-awaited special edition for The Wolverine, which was released a little over 3 weeks ago. We're a little late, but fuck it.
Yeah, I think we're a
I
little
came
bit
out of
later for the
retirement.
Iron Man 3 review, but that's for a
Okay,
whole
I'll give a
episode.
quick update on that, as I said on the boards, and I don't even know if I posted on Twitter, but fuck it. Iron Man 3, unfortunately, because it's been a lot longer. It feels as if it wasn't that long, but it feels longer. We are going to do the Iron Man 3 review when it comes out on Blu-ray. So wait until then. So
Yes,
that
and
way.
then you get to hear Iggy do his Japanese by way
No,
of
you're going to hear me talk like the
Sulu.
Mandarin. You're going to
There
hear
you
me talk like
go.
the
His
Mandarin when that show comes.
Josuke Sulu Japanese voice.
You're going to hear me talk like the Mandarin. So yeah, if you want to hear my. I'm pretty sure people know what I thought of the movie, but. We're gonna wait till the end of September when it comes out, or I don't even know when it comes out. I'm pretty sure it's September. Wake me up when September ends. So let's get right into it. This is the second. This is what the sixth X-Men movie from Fox, even though it's technically an X-Men film.
Let it die.
God, I can't believe it's been
Hold on,
six movies.
sixth? Wouldn't it be the fifth?
No. X-Men 2, X3, X-Men Origins Wolverine, X-Men First Class Wolverine. So
Oh,
six.
right.
Yeah.
That's six.
Which is
Well,
like.
technically the sixth one with Jackman.
Yes.
All right,
Fifth
okay
one,
then.
yeah, because Jackman was in first class. But yeah, so this is the sixth, which is amazes me that there's been six movies for X-Men. After the much disaster that was X-Men Origins Wolverine in 2009, this is what was the director's name is who I forget.
Of this film?
Yeah, of this film.
Aronofsky.
It's not Aronofsky.
Is this not Aronofsky?
No. Whatever. You can
I'll look it up.
look it
Shit.
up. So this
This
is
review's off to a great start, in case you can't tell,
so th
folks.
this is
We were
the this
totally
is the
prepared for
much
this.
anticipated. We've heard trailer teasers about it for what, 2 years
James
now?
Mangold.
Yeah, James Mangold, whose name I do not remember, but if you've done something I liked, I appreciate it. Of Wolverine going to
Mangold.
Japan,
Okay.
which if you are a fan of Frank Miller or Chris Claremont or
Wow,
Wolverine
he
in
did all the
general,
lines.
you know Japan is a staple in Wolverine's life. At least it's been made into a staple of his life, and it's one of the more interesting stories I feel that you should read as a Wolverine fan. So, let's get right into it. What did you guys like about The Wolverine?
I like that it was set in Japan.
Yeah, I actually agree with you because no, for reals. It gave, like, because I was thinking about this, like, where every superhero movie. For the most part, it's in some city, some big city, American city, and
Yeah.
it all has that same distinct feel, which isn't wrong. But having it in Japan, like specifically either in Harada's sort of manor, or the I can't remember their last name, and I should be, and I'm ashamed. The Yoshida Mansion, or even like in the fucking Love Hotel, which was like that's fucking Japan,
Yeah,
you
that
know,
is. And
which is
that was
which.
really funny too.
Or like, the probably one of my favorite scenes from the movie is the bullet scene, the bullet train action sequence, which was just like, I've never fucking seen anything like this. I was on the edge of my seat watching that
That
one.
was an inventive sequence. I like that a lot.
You
That
know, it
was
wasn't like the,
something fresh.
yeah, because it wasn't like the Spider-Man 2 retread where like American trains are slower. Like this thing is going, what, 300 miles per hour or something like that,
Yeah.
maybe faster. So it was cool to see that. What else did y'all like about the movie before I keep rambling?
I
like that it was better than the last one.
Like we said, not a high bar, but
No, the last one was pretty much trash.
I will say that
pretty much most of the movie was good. The ending kind of stumbled, but we'll get to that in a minute. But
yeah.
the story as a whole was actually pretty damn solid. I mean, it was, you find him in the woods, of course, still moping over Gene, which, by the way, Gene was one of my least favorite parts of this whole movie.
You didn't like that? I love that.
Now, hold on. Well, really?
I love the fact that he's haunted by her.
What did you like about that?
Well, I love the, okay, this is just me and my as a preference, but I love the fact that he's haunted by her still. I just love that. And it's not really her, it's just him projecting that. But I just love that he's still haunted by it, and he can never escape what he did, even though she asked for him to do it.
You mean even though he had no choice but to do it?
Well, of course. But still, I love that he killed the woman he's loved, and I love shit like that. So I love the fact that she would appear in...
I'll explain why I don't like that when we get to that least favorite parts. But
fair enough. Your opinion sucks, enough.
I will say, though, one thing I really, really enjoyed was the cast as a whole of this movie. I enjoyed the breath of fresh air the Japanese cast brought to this. And the actress who played Mariko, she is just so goddamn pretty. She is so fucking pretty. Like, it's ridiculous.
She needs to eat a sandwich.
Okay, you're right.
Model.
But, hey, Brian, no. Tell me this. Tell me this. Was she boner-inducing pretty?
You gotta think for Japanese ladies?
Well, she was prettier looking than Yukio. I'll say that.
Well, Yukio was the street punk, which is whereas like Mariko was Nobita.
Oh, she had dyed hair.
I couldn't help but draw comparisons between her and Rogue, considering Wolverine takes on a young female, different colored hair.
I think you're connecting shit. Whatever.
No, actually, not so much Rogue. You know what it would have been?
Jubilee.
Would have been Shadow Cat from that Wolverine Shadow Cat miniseries from back in the day when he actually takes it to Japan.
Fair enough.
How she learned like how that was a katana.
Yep. And
although she disappears, so I just kind of want to put that out there.
Also, one specific thing I really liked. Despite, like I said, the ending, which we'll get to that, Will Yun Lee as Kenoichiyo, the Silver Samurai, he was awesome. I thought he was great. I thought he did a great job. I did. Fuck all you want, but
About Yuki? Are you talking about Mariko's father or her grandfather?
I'm talking about the dude who shadows her, man.
He wasn't the Silver Samurai.
That guy was just a ninja. He wasn't the Silver Samurai. If anything,
no, the character was whatever. Point being, but
he wasn't. If anything, Harada was. I mean, I don't even. I can't because it's like, this is where I'm gonna get horrible because it's been a while since
seen
the movie.
Yeah, see.
I'm just going to refer to him as Mariko's father. If pull up an IMDb list.
No, it's her grandfather. The guy in the suit, that's her grandfather.
Oh, you mean Adamantium Samurai? That's what I'm calling him now? Because that's what the same thing was. but okay. Taser, anything other specific things you liked about the movie?
I'll say this. The sequence between the funeral and the end of the train bit, that whole sequence actually flowed really nicely, action-wise. I was kind of riveted. You know, it's like, oh, how's this going to pan out? You know, unfortunately, that's for me the biggest and best action sequence in this movie. I can say that it looked good. You know, in general, things it looked good. We didn't get to see a whole lot of Japan, though. You know, which I thought kind of sucked. And there wasn't a whole lot of Japanese spoken, you know, mostly everything was Japanese people speaking English, you know, which, you know, just kind of made things easier for, you know, the Gen Pop audience here because, you know, they wouldn't fucking care. They just want to be able to understand.
I love
it
when people speak
on.
Japanese.
And that's fine.
I love Japanese.
I thought it was funny watching, what's his name's reaction to basically everything that he didn't understand. Just, so, what are you talking about here? You know? the love motel. That is just fucking hilarious.
That was I got a great laugh in my Mission to Mars.
And when he wakes up after passing out, and, you know, he wakes up and he looks up and he sees that guy leaning over him after he had just finished taking all the bullets out and shit out, but you see,
may have cut
him. He's got bandages and, and band-aids all over the place. He's like, yeah, you kind of had a bad reaction to them trying to help you. You kind of cut them up. This guy's like, no, don't move. I'll be out of your way. That made people laugh in the theater. But, things tended to look really good. The sequence when he's running towards the tower and, you know, those ninjas were after him, you know, I liked that effect with the snow and the quiet, you know, and even though that was also really stupid, it looked good, you know, it really did look good. So, if anything, I liked how this movie looked. I can say that.
I like the fact that this movie centered around about a man. Spoilers, this is where we're getting the spoilers part. This basically movie centers around, is his name Harada? The adamantium samurai? Is he Harada?
I believe so.
Okay, I'm just going to call him Harada for sure, because I love saying that name. Centers around where he is a man who is not ready to die, even though he has to be in his 80s, right? He has to be.
Something like that, yeah.
You know, he's got to be old. And Wolverine is a man who wants to die, you know. So it basically centers around more Logan's sort of
mortality,
which I actually loved, and I actually like the fact that I actually like that story, you know. you've had loved ones die. You've killed two of your loved ones. Did he kill Silver Fox in Origins, or did she? Or did she just die? Because I know she faked her death.
She got shot by Stryker, I thought.
Okay, but regardless, he. She died because of his whatever. Okay, and of course he had to kill Jean.
He has basically a pile of bodies of women he's loved.
Exactly.
That's too much Wolverine.
Even though we don't know how deep that is in the movie universe, but whatever, he's tortured by two women he's loved a lot.
He's like the Sam Winchester of Marvel, but never mind that. That's
okay. I did like the ninjas. I did like the feel. I did like that Harada was basically like the Sony of Japan of the Marvel Fox universe, which is kind of cool.
His name was Yoshida.
Yoshida. Okay, Yoshida. Okay. Yoshida. I liked the Yoshida. I'm trying to think what else I liked about the movie. I liked that even though Wolverine had his healing factor taken away, which is a great way to, you know, sort of how do you get around a guy who's basically immortal, you know. You can't do this in another movie, but I like that they did it here. That he still fought like he was a tank. That even though he knew he had something was wrong, he still took bullets and still fought as if he, you know, that's the only way he knows how to fight, which I love that.
You know, what I think happened there was, he says in the movie, I'm not healing like I used to.
Yeah.
And if he got shot up the movie, okay, and I mean, we're talking gut shot and then hitting like the extremities and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he still had the metal in him, so it's not like he was going to, you know, suffer any broken bones or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it did was it severely pared down his healing ability, because he would have
taken it away. Oh yeah, he would have been. Yeah,
yeah,
he
I think it just got.
He did pass really out. Low. He did pass out from the blood. He did pass out.
But look at how long that was. You know,
that's
true. He would have passed out from blood loss a long time ago. That been, you know. So I think, but I mean, to see him go through that damage, and I agree with you, to see him go through that kind of damage and still move on, that's a good man moment, you know?
Just
trundle through, you know, suck up, grin and bear it, you know, and fuck the guy in front of you.
I love the final fight. Not the final fight, but the fight with Mariko's father, that's in where he's in the Silver Samurai armor. Even though it's not really the Silver Sam, it's whatever.
Oh yeah, the ceremonial
yeah,
armor.
I love that fight.
Dead.
Huh?
I thought Viper killed him before he started fighting Wolverine.
No, then she just poisoned him.
Yeah, she just did. You know,
she's basically.
So then how the hell does he fight that well while
he's a Japanese honor?
Bullshit.
I'll get to Viper in a second. But
you notice he won that.
What, against Wolverine?
Yeah, he won.
Oh, yeah, because he's fighting, yeah. But the only reason Wolverine was able to best him was one adamantium.
Yeah, but even in the, well, here, he manages to, Wolverine fully heal.
Yeah.
Doesn't manage to really hurt that guy.
I don't think he wants to. I don't think he... I don't know. Because if he would have, he would have. I think he hates him, and of course he wants to kill him for putting out a hit on his daughter. Spoilers. But hey, they fucking know this to the show. I don't think he wanted to. Because he realized there was a... I don't know. I don't think... Because I think if it was Wolverine, he really wanted to. I think he kind of felt sorry for the guy that he had to stoop this low. I didn't think about it now. At the time, I just thought it was a great action sequence.
It was a good fight. I'll say that. It was a pretty decent fight, especially for what it was and considering who was involved in it. It was a decent-looking fight.
Yeah.
Especially the dual-bladed, because in the comic, it was, you know, Samurai fought single blade, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sword and this was actually a pretty decently done fight scene.
I just love Japanese culture, ancient Japan and future Japan. It's amazing stuff. Okay, so we've talked about what we liked. We talked about what we didn't. Let's talk about what we didn't like.
Viper.
Okay, you beat me to it because not even because Viper is one of my favorite sort of femme fatales of the Marvel Universe, but my God, this woman. I didn't see any point to her being there.
Yep.
She didn't make any sense. She was bland, and at the end of the movie, she's basically like, "Wahaha! This is my planned villain."
Right.
Check.
She has no connection to anything, which doesn't justify her being in it.
They can't do Hydra, so why do you have Viper?
Exactly.
This is where I have a problem with the plot. Why was she trying to help Yoshida? Because Yoshida's goal is to live forever. To steal Logan's healing factor permanently. I'm not gonna lie. The movie falls apart at the end. The movie does fall apart at the end.
Completely.
I didn't want to admit it, but after listening to other reviews and thinking about it, like it, because one, that set piece that they're on and where the ninja, that looks so fake. I'm not even serious. No, you're right. I just thought it looked so out of place. It just didn't look. It didn't blend with the rest of the movies.
Village? You mean the old-fashioned village and the super high-tech tower?
They didn't. Really? It didn't blend well with the rest of the movie. The movie set. To me, it stuck out like this is a set. This is a set. You're watching a movie. You're not immersed in the world anymore.
That's painfully aware. It's an old Japanese samurai movie.
Well, not even that. It's just like I think there could have been done a better job to blend it in with what the tone
and make it not look like a set. I can understand. That.
Yes, I did like the setting.
Like, I will admit that
I did like the setting and the gaijin coming in to kick Japanese ass. But the movie falls apart at the end. Why didn't it kind of breaks the movie apart a little bit? And like, well, why didn't you just take him out? Try to steal his healing factor. Then why go through all these loopholes to try to kill your granddaughter? It made no sense. To me, it kind of destroys the movie a little bit. In which the goal for Harada's goal is to steal Logan's healing factor, right? and regain his youth again. Viper was bland. I didn't see the point. I can't think. Yeah, that's about it. Those are the only two big plots, and they're huge problems. I'll admit that. There are huge problems in the movie.
Well, upon reflecting, I think the handling... I like that they included the character, but the handling of the Silver Samurai pissed me off.
This is calling what he is, Adamantium Samurai, because that's what he was.
Fair enough, but it's just... Look, Silver Samurai in the comic books is a badass motherfucker, okay? Just
hold on. First or second, because there was two.
The first one, the original. OG. Okay.
The one with the mutant powers, not this mecha samurai that they're pointing around now.
But that's the one that they were working with.
I know,
which why would you do that? You have a perfect character sitting right there.
Because it's not action. Whatever.
Look,
he fought a sentinel.
In a way. Okay, be right. Before you go further.
That's another thing. He wasn't a mutant either, I don't think, in this one.
He was just a dude. He was just
old man in a suit.
No, I'm talking about the guy!
Yoshida.
Guy! The
You're talking about Yoshida. You're talking about Yoshida.
Okay.
The guy in the suit wasn't the Silver Samurai. He was the villain. He would... He was the old guy in the suit, okay? I'm talking about Silver Samurai here. Or the guy who was supposed to be Silver Samurai, and they didn't make him Silver Samurai.
The ninja. The ninja.
Whoa.
Yes.
He's out of control in here.
Those are some cool... Okay, I know we're on the negative stuff, but those are some cool archery skills.
Japanese Hawkeye. We'll call him Japanese Hawkeye. Okay, Japanese Hawkeye.
I feel so bad, because Hawkeye has basically ruined archers for everybody. Oh, like, that guy's like Hawkeye.
No, actually, I think this guy needs to teach movie Hawkeye some shit.
Yeah, right? Well, we had a groundswell of archers. We had Katniss Everdeen, What's-Her-Face, and the Scottish chick from that Disney movie. Brave. We had a lot of archers the last couple of years. Oh, they're making a comeback.
Cool. All right, keep going. Okay, I want to ask you this. Why did you not like Jean Grey in this movie?
Okay. First off... You couldn't put some clothes on it, first of all. That's just a stereotypical Hollywood.
Okay, Okay. It's angelic. She's an angel in his mind. That's how he's seeing her. He's seeing her as pure. That's what he wants to see. She's not there. It's a figment of his imagination.
She did die trying to murder everyone, though.
That doesn't mean he doesn't love her. He fucking cried. He was crying when he killed her.
Look, I have no problem Wolverine dealing with survivor's guilt. He's going to have that no matter what, because that's what Wolverine is. But...
Not really.
Wolverine will.
Movie Wolverine maybe, but comic Wolverine is not somebody who's
named school after the woman he loved, and he refuses to let go of her.
For that matter, what happened to the school?
We never saw it.
There's no mention of this school.
Which
in
I like.
Movie.
Maybe we'll
no.
get
No!
No, yeah, you know what? You're right. We see Wolverine content at the end of the last X-Men movie, and where does he wind up?
Exactly!
Are you kidding me?
There's no transition.
There's a leap in logic between.
Maybe
him
something happens in between.
And
who knows?
Him being alone in the wilderness.
And I'm really glad I didn't go see this movie now. Y'all are...
I want to say
it's really the third act.
Blood pressures are rising in here.
So why, again, you haven't really answered my question. Why don't you like Jean Grey in this movie? Is it?
I felt it was unnecessary.
Thought it was a nice touch.
No. It can't be a nice touch.
I kind of wish I didn't know she was going to be in there from all the press release, and they're like, oh, that's Jean Grey.
That had to be one of the hooks. That's really
if they were going to include her as much as they did, I felt like they should have. I don't know. I'm trying to find the right way to say.
Well, she was dead. Not much you can include her in there.
Well, they included her a hell of a lot more than I thought they would. They gave her like 5-6 flashbacks to work with. I mean,
Logan was like on near death or like thinking about death.
Also, if you think about it, if they didn't have her in there, he could have just been moping about. Thinking about fucking Silver Fox, so you wouldn't have known when this movie takes place.
Yeah.
Until we got to the final sequence with You Know Who and You Know
Who.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a second.
So,
yeah.
Which is why I didn't name them.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll say that's why they put her in there so we could place when this is taking place.
Which
you
is
know,
just,
it gives
like,
us a time point reference.
Yeah.
You know, it accomplishes that.
It takes
now,
place 1 year
I don't
after
know. I
X-3,
just felt
apparently.
It was a little unnecessary. And a little over the top, personally.
I loved it.
Oh, and for that matter, one other thing.
Yes, Captain?
The quote-unquote romance angle between Wolverine and the Japanese girl was totally phoned in. Totally phoned in.
You didn't like their chemistry?
Well, no, they had zero really. Chemistry.
She fell for him the minute he saved her life. That's what that was. It was hero worship.
Okay, no. Because, see, look at here. You got one guy who's engaged to be married to her. You got another lost lover who ends up killing himself near the end.
The guy she was going to marry, forced to marry, by the way, is kind of a dick. In fact,
she didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure she had an idea.
Look, that being said, I'm just trying to say that this whole thing, they could have done more with the romance angle, but they didn't. They didn't. In fact, when I saw him going in for the kiss that would lead to the sex, I just thought it was.
She had to have been on top. That guy, he's massive.
I almost thought he was forcing himself on her the way it felt.
She got the main claw.
She's like, but I don't want to sleep with you. Too bad, it's Wolverine, baby.
Jesus, what?
What's
going on in here?
That being said,
he finally fed her some meat that she needed.
Hot in this place here.
That being said, I would have felt worse if the guy who was Japanese Hawkeye survived and just like, I'm done with her, here you go, and just walked away from the sunset, because that's pretty much what happened. They have one meeting and then it's kind of like, well, I'm going this way now, so bye. But yeah, the romance was phoned in.
We haven't answered. What did y'all think of Yukio?
I liked her.
She wasn't bad. I thought she... I could have done without the colored hair, you know?
She's spunky.
Considering the role that she was supposed to play,
It's different from comic Yukio, that's for sure.
Well, it was.
Which is fine, because like, it would have been a little... like the love triangle would have been, you know, between all four of them would have been...
And interestingly enough, yeah, Yukio, you know, actually did try to push up on Wolverine a couple of occasions during the... what was it? I think Wolverine, the second series.
Yeah, it was with Chris Claremont and Frank Miller. Yeah,
Miller. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I could get mine in, I gotta say, I didn't like if they were gonna have Viper not having a Hydra-like organization backing her, which would provide a reason for her being there. That, you know, just falls apart. You know, there's no reason for them to have a Viper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, she's nothing in this. The inclusion of the Black Klan. Are you serious? They couldn't just call them the fucking Hand? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was, because, like, they own Daredevil. I'm pretty sure that means they own the Hand, right? So,
no, I mean, they dropped the ball there. There was so much that they could have done with that, but even if they just kept them as non-techno-science, you know, ninja, whatever the fuck, they could have just called them the Hand, I'd have been happy, but they just missed that. The technique that they were going to use to take Wolverine's immortality, which was just such utter bullshit. If you're going to suck bone marrow from somebody, you're just taking bone marrow. Taking bone marrow does not take somebody's a mutant ability, and then once the process stops, oh, forget it, it's all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why did he age so rapidly? I didn't think he would age immediately afterwards. I thought he was supposed to...
I was kind of expecting we were going to get Old Man Logan at the end of the movie. I'm like, ooh, we're going to get that.
You know, and then you have the, hey, wait a minute, how do we get past the guy who's got adamantium bones and claws?
Speaking of which, keep going, and I want to keep
going. And we'll heat up our adamantium, and it'll cut right through. I'm sorry, but metallurgy tells us that when you heat up metal, it becomes soft. You know, it doesn't become ultra sharp.
Yeah, he's got a point there.
That shit doesn't work, you know?
Despite that, it was fucking cool, and I said holy shit in the theater when that moment happened.
Yeah, that's what it does.
You're scared children, Benjamin.
And then there's the point that if that suit was adamantium, from, you know, at least the shell of it, Wolverine ripped off the front of it with his bare hands. Did anybody miss that?
I've missed
it. He just ran up and he ripped off the front of it.
It's the power of the Jackman.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not hearing that. You know? I'll give them seeing him force grow the bone claws made me go, oh, shit. You know, I kind of giggled at that. But... and all of this, and notice, most of this shit comes in at the end. The sequence when he's running through the village to get to the tower, and Wolverine knows that they're all on the rooftops aiming at him. So what does he do? He follows the path rather than cut through the houses. I'm sorry. You know, if you're running somewhere and you know that somebody's got a sniper's rifle trained on your back, you don't stay out in the open. If there's like a house or some form of cover, you know, and this is a guy who's been in the military for more than three different lifetimes, you know, basic tactics. He failed to, you know, realize this. Everything with that final sequence just, you know, fucks the movie up for me. And I, you know, there's a lot that I could kind of look past in the beginning. I love the attack at the funeral and then the train sequence. But when you get to the tower, it's just like, what the fuck?
It felt like a bad video game boss battle.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Just all inconsequential bullshit. And, you know, Viper was just like, you know, you didn't even know who she was really working for, whether it was actually Yoshida or whether there was somebody else in the background.
Which is disappointing because Viper is such an interesting character, femme fatale, in the regular Marvel Universe. It's like, it's a disservice to her character. Plus, why couldn't you just make her have green hair?
What you call it? Asian Hawkeye, he switches sides for no fucking reason.
Yeah. There's problems with this movie. Well, it's not bad. We're wrecking on it. But it's not bad. You can...
Guess what? You're the martyr. Stab, stab, stab.
Yeah. Also, apparently she's the fucking plot device because she can apparently spit acid and she can also take it back. Don't know how that fucking works.
Yeah.
But whatever.
No. Wait. Hold on. She got shot in the chest with an arrow. So what does she do? She sheds her skin. Somehow that removes the fucking 4-inch deep arrow in her body.
Yeah.
But yet and still, when she gets that chain looped up around her neck and gets pulled up and gets hit in the head with the weight, that takes her out.
Yeah, but I went like, that's... But as soon as she did, I was like, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross. Okay. So let's get... Before we go on to the super secret ending, ooh, let's give our ratings. Brian, what do you give the Wolverine?
I'm feeling generous, so 3 out of 5.
Krishna, praise you. Taser, what do you give the Wolverine?
Like I said, it was better than the last one. I'll be generous like Bri. I'll give it a 3.3 out of 5.
And I will give it a 3.
I give it a 3. I think
leaps
if you're
and bounds ahead of the other, you know, Wolverine solo film.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because it's got that would get a 0. I would get a -7.
Yeah. Although I would still, after seeing this movie, I'm like, nobody else can fucking play this guy. It's fucking Jackman all the way. Okay.
I don't know about that.
Let's move on. One last time. So as a typical thing with, because X-Men movies kind of started this whole thing of ending credit sequences, which is interesting enough, and leading to something bigger. Here's what happened. Basically what happens is it's 2 years after the events of the Wolverine. So 2 years have passed, which I kind of don't know.
Still mysteriously unaccounted for. More time unaccounted for.
Yes, but whatever. They can always chronicle that later. Wolverine is at an airport. All of a sudden, metal detectors start going off. Metal starts moving. You look behind Wolverine. You see a familiar fedora. Can somebody... Hello, Logan. No, that's the other guy. It's the master of fucking magnetism. It's Ian Sir Ian McKellen as Magneto. With his powers back, so between the 3 years, he got his powers back, so I'm like, yes! So that's cool. But that's not all, kiddies. As we progress in the scene, just sort of Nick Fury style, Magneto starts, "What makes you think I want you?" And if you pay attention to the background, people stop. They're not moving. All of a sudden, you're like, what's going on? Hello, Logan. In comes
the professor. You get wheels on the ground, man.
And Professor Charles Xavier is back.
Speed racer.
They see me rolling.
Professor Charles Xavier is fully back and alive in a new body, which I'm assuming is the body that came out of X3, and he just had time to work on it and become paralyzed again. Or maybe it was paralyzed to begin with. I don't know. But yeah, the point is, the point is they are teaming together to take on a threat that threatens to eradicate the entire mutant race. If you also paid attention, you will have noticed the Trask Industries commercial.
Yeah,
protecting humanity. So yeah, it's a huge. While we, it was a lot of nothing, but it was still cool to see those two guys come back again.
That final sequence actually saved the movie for me. That's why I give it a 3.3. Yeah. Without it, that movie gets like a 2.
Did you get to see Tyrion's porn stash?
Unfortunately, no. He was at.
Damn it! Oh, I'm definitely not seeing this movie now.
But it was cool. I knew it was Magneto the second I saw the fedora. I'm like, no, because I didn't know what it was.
Coins wasn't a big giveaway.
No, but like, well, I was like, wait a minute, because it could have been anything. Like, it could have been like an earthquake or something. I don't fucking know. But I was just trying to let, like, as soon as I saw the fedora, it was 100% solidified that it was the master of fucking magnetism. He doesn't look that bad either. I thought he'd be a lot older, but he looked pretty good. And of course, seeing Professor Charles Xavier again, despite, you know, is awesome. So yeah, and it leads into Days of Future Past.
Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen can't really do any kind of wrong.
No, not really. It was, you know, I'm interested, and now it has me more excited for Days of Future Past and seeing how, you know, James McAvoy and I can't remember, Fassbender correspond with Sir Patrick Stewart and Sir Ian McKellen. So it's going to be really interesting to see. So yeah, I hope you didn't listen to that and hadn't seen the movie yet, because it's kind of one of those
spoilers.
You know, it's kind of one of those, like, because along with Blade, you know, those guys kind of and Jackman and all those kind of kicked off this whole summer movie, X-Men, Marvel kind of comic book kind of thing. So it was cool to see. It was very nostalgic, despite it being 13 years old. So yeah, thank you for listening. Final thoughts, guys, before we move on.
I am looking forward to Days of Future Past. Not immeasurably so, but I'm looking forward to it because I want to see what they pull off in there. Like we said last time, that Sentinel doesn't do it any good for me. That's still kind of fucking with my head, but I want to see what they pull off there.
Okay. Brian, final thoughts?
Well, if they keep progressing in Wolverine solo movies at this rate, the next one should be fantastic. So, you know, you're looking at that one.
Yeah, true, because this one was watchable.
Yes. The next one should be so good, it's good.
All right, well, let's cut off right there. Tune in also next week for a regular edition episode of the Mighty Warriors Team Up, I guess. Arigato, Oya-san.
Ego.